Last week, reports emerged about rapper Offset. Rapper Offset somehow wrapped his car around a tree. When he wrapped his car around this tree, the car was totaled, and Offset somehow miraculously made it to his home. No police were ever called, and he was taken to the hospital. He couldn't walk. So obviously something happened between this very extreme and very damaging car accident to his home. Something happened in between that. Offset has been questioned about it on multiple occasions. We have some of the clips of Offset after the car accident.
Offset, okay. You good, man? You good, brother? You feeling better, man?
Yeah, God is real.
God's will.
Feeling better after the wreck, bro?
Do you know what happened? This good Samaritan that helped you out, you have any idea who that is?
God.
That was God?
Are you going to keep the car? Are you going to get it fixed, or are you going to get rid of it?
It's like a reminder or something.
How's Cardi doing?
She's good. We're good. We always good.
Yeah. What's going to be the next single coming out?
You back in the studio, though, man?
Mango Food Wild Ring Label.
Hey, man, we're glad to see that you're doing well, though, brother. All right.
Okay. Hey, what you think about Bad Baby? You ever do a track with Bad Baby?
In another interview, impromptu, he claimed that this happened because of a crackhead. Now, let me remind you that Offset was really not too far from his home. That there was no crackhead walking down the street in his community. He also said it was God, and in a sense, he's absolutely correct that God did intervene. But God utilized somebody to help this brother. This is a fascinating story. The mystery has been solved. The actual person, and this is the first time anybody's hearing this, period. The person who saved Offset, and the reason why he did it, and the reason why the police were called, that person, the police were not called. That person is Jamar Coleman. He's in the studio. Jamar, thank you for being here.
How you doing, Mr. Rashad?
I am doing well. You are a certified forklift driver.
That's correct. I work for a chip pallet company. Been there for about 2 years now.
Let's get a little closer to that microphone.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Tell us in your own words what happened.
So it's like 2:00 in the morning. You know, I'm walking home from my night shift work. I see a car. I see a car at the light of Cascade and New Hope. And it was a Dodge Hellcat, a green neon Dodge Hellcat.
Okay.
So when I seen the car, I didn't really think much about it. So when the light turned green, the car hit the gas. Hit the gas pretty hard, you know. Hit the gas so hard, it kind of went sideways, fishtailed, and spent out of control. Ran up on the curve, hit the tree. The man that jumped out of the car was Offset. I did not know who he was until he came up closer to me and asked me to help him. He was very, you know, he was out of it. He could barely walk. He dropped one of his chains. I picked the chain up, gave it back to him. He asked me not to call the police. I was about to go live on Instagram. He asked me not to do none of that. He just said, please help me to my house so I can get to my
phone. Why did he ask you not to call the police?
I have no reason or no specific reason why he would tell me not to, because that's, you know, would be in your first mind. If you have an accident, call the police. And I was getting ready to do that, you know, so he asked me not to, and he said, just help me to my house and I can get to my folks, you know. So I helped him walk. I walked him to his house.
How far was the walk?
The walk wasn't far at all. He was like 2 houses down.
Okay.
Yeah, 2 houses down. We walked up the garage, walked up to the house.
And basically you're not carrying him, but you are a crutch to make sure he can walk.
Yeah, he was kind of like, you know, on my shoulder.
Okay.
He
couldn't walk.
He was barely, you know. Okay. So he asked me, he looked at me and he asked me, how did his face look? I said, well, you knocked your 2 front teeth out. side of your face is swollen, your nose is messed up, your hand, you know, he had scratches, bruises all on his hand, so he was pretty messed up, man.
His two front teeth were out of his mouth.
Yep.
Bruising, swelling on his face.
Yep.
Scratches on his hands.
Correct.
The amazing thing, when I look at the car, I would think it's a fatality and somebody died. The car is mangled.
Yes, it was completely total. I mean, the fact that he got out so fast, I was surprised. Mm-hmm. When I ran up to the car, and that's when he told me who he was. And I didn't realize until I seen the chains, and then he dropped one of them.
So, okay, and you picked it up and you gave it back to him.
Right. So when I got to the house, there was a guy standing outside, and Offset was like, "Help me, man. I've been in a car accident." And he looked at him, and then Offset got closer, and he seen all the blood. And they went inside. Offset ran upstairs, and that's when I heard Cardi B. Started screaming and hollering, and he came back downstairs, and I was telling everybody they needed to get him to the hospital as fast as possible. You know,
so. How many people were in the house? You have Cardi B. That's his woman. She's obviously hysterical.
Right.
Who else was in the house?
There were three more other guys.
Were they related to Offset?
I'm not sure if they were related to him, but they were there.
What happened next?
So after that, he came back downstairs, and his knees started to get weak. I seen him start shaking. His knees started shaking. So I picked him up, and we carried him to the truck, and they all drove off.
What kind of truck did they leave in?
It was a Ford. Okay. Yeah, it was a Ford.
All right, we got more on the other side of this story. Mr. Coleman, you did a good deed.
Thank you, man. I mean, because this story could have been totally different, you know.
Right. Before I go to a break, let me ask you, because this is the elephant in the room. The police were not called. Normally, when there's an emergency like that, police are called, ambulance comes, the person waits for the emergency vehicles to come to them.
Right.
Was there alcohol? Was there the smell of drugs?
I didn't get any smell of drugs or alcohol in the system.
Okay.
As far as I know. So, yeah.
Okay. We got more on the other side. I have Jamar Coleman, Realest Man on Radio.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Now back to Real Talk.
You heard about
Rashad Rishi.
Jealousy in the air tonight, I could tell.
On News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Club case, something jumps off. You back up for the high, but the pump off. In the graveyard is where you get stomped off. All we wanna do is party. And buy everybody at the bar Bacardi. Black Barbie dressed in Bacardi. I'm trying to leave in somebody's Ferrari. Spread love, that's what a real mob do. Keep it gangster, look out for the people. I'm the wicked bitch of these. You better keep the peace. Or out come the beast. We the best, still is room for improvement. Our presence is felt like a black panther movement. 7/4 to 8, back to back.
What's happening? Welcome back. I'm still in the studio with Mr. Jamar Coleman. He is a certified forklift driver. He has a very different account of what happened to rapper Offset last week when there was an accident. Offset wrapped his car around a tree. Mr. Coleman has told us a story of going up to Offset, helping him, got him to the house. We still don't know why he did not want you to call the police. I'm going to ask you again, okay? Did Offset say, because if somebody comes to me in an accident and they say, Rashad or sir, do not call the police. Well, I need to know why. If you are wanted for felony murder, I need to know that. I need to make that decision. if it's because you have something on you. I need to know that. But I would ask that question. Did you ever ask him?
I never asked him, but he did mention it about him having a weapon. I didn't know how true or not it was. So, yeah, I never asked him why he wanted me not to call the police, but he did mention the weapon.
Okay. So he mentioned that he had a weapon on him. Was it a gun, a knife?
I don't know if it was a gun or a knife. It could be either or, you know.
Okay. So beyond that, you get him to the house. He's inside of the home. Cardi B is there. Obviously, he looks very mangled because he's just been in a horrific accident.
Yep.
She's hysterical. How were the other people or other family members responding?
I mean, they were confused as well. You know, they running around looking for keys and things. They didn't know what to do. They were scared. You know, they were kind of like a younger crowd, so they were scared.
When Offset was put into the vehicle and you helped put him into the car that drove him to the hospital.
Correct.
What happened to you? Where did you go? Did you stay at the house with somebody? Did they all leave you at the house?
Well, they all just left. And after they left, I left.
You walked?
I walked.
Oh, you walked back home?
I walked home.
Did you exchange numbers with anybody?
Not at that moment.
Okay.
No.
Did anybody tell you thank you?
No.
No. Did you come back to the house?
A few days later, I came back to the
house. How many days?
2 days later.
2 days later, you came back to the house. And why did you come back to the house?
Because I wanted his family members to know who I was.
Okay.
I wanted them to know that their son was saved, you know. He had help that night.
Okay.
Because if I wasn't there, then who knows what could happen if he would have been here now, you know.
You went to the home. Who did you meet when you went back to the house?
Well, I seen his uncle.
His uncle, okay.
I seen his uncle. I talked to him, and then he called me back to the house, and then I talked to his auntie. His auntie, I talked to her.
Did you guys exchange numbers at that time?
We did. I exchanged numbers with the both of them.
Okay.
Yes.
Are you looking for money?
I never, no, not at all. None whatsoever.
Something took place because there became a rumor. And the rumor was that the only person on the street that night was a crackhead.
That's kind of funny.
But did that not become the rumor?
That was the rumor.
Are you a crackhead?
No, I'm not a crackhead.
Have you ever used crack?
I've never used drugs a day in my life.
Okay. How did it make you feel when this rumor, and somewhat echoed by Offset, let's play the clip.
Yo, okay. Offset, is it true, man, you were swerving out of the way because, like, somebody was in the street, like a crackhead or somebody?
Facts.
Facts? All right, man.
All right, appreciate you, Offset.
Yeah, he said facts. Mm-hmm. He said it's a fact that the only person on the street, the person he was swerving away from, the reason why the car accident happened in the first place was because it was a crackhead outside.
No, there was no crackhead outside.
What area of Cascade is this on?
They call it the New Renaissance, you know.
The New Renaissance, yeah. Okay.
So there's like upscale homes. Like,
there are no crackheads out there. I'm very familiar with that area. There are no crackheads out there.
None whatsoever.
It's interesting to me, Mr. Coleman, that when you save somebody like that and you're so close to him, I mean, basically he's hugging on you while you're walking him to his home.
Right.
There's a bond created there. There's a bond. There's a connection.
I mean, I pretty much saved this man's life. You know, God was there. He put me there for a reason. Everything happens for a reason.
Did anybody call and tell you thank you?
His auntie.
His auntie. Now, was the auntie there initially when you took Offset to his home?
No.
But she was there the second time you made the visit to the home?
Correct.
Okay. The auntie called or text. How did she tell you thank you?
Well, when I went there, she
okay.
gave
she
me
said
a big
thank
hug.
You.
Yeah.
Wow.
Gave me a big hug, told me thank you because, you know, it was so real. I mean, everything happened so fast, you know, so I just acted in that moment. And I thank God I did what I did.
Why do you think no one wanted to tell the story of how you helped Offset?
I mean, honestly, I don't know. I mean, a story like this, you would want to talk about it, you would think, you know. But I guess they thought I was just a crackhead. It's crazy.
The frustration that I heard in your voice and in your sister's voice, because I spoke with both of you all
right
before this interview days ago.
Right.
The frustration I heard from you both had nothing to do with Offset or his family not paying you money. It had everything to do with this insinuation that you were possibly a crackhead.
Correct. And that's why I'm here now. Know, just to clear things up and let people know I am not a crackhead. I work 5 days a week. You know, I have 2 kids, single father. I came to Atlanta to have a better opportunity. You know,
how long have you been in Atlanta?
I've been here now for 4 years.
We got more on the other side of the break.
Oh, yeah.
We have Jamar Coleman, the man who rescued Offset out of his vehicle that was severely damaged. Offset could barely walk. We got more on the other side. Realest Man on Radio.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. And talk 1380 WAOK. He's the mouth of the South.
No one man should have all that power.
Just keep it real.
Who gives you the real talk? Rashad Ritchie is on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Ain't this what they've been waiting for? You ready? I used to pray for times like this, to rhyme like this, so I had to grind like that, to shine like this, in a matter of time I spent on some locked up in the back of the paddy wagon, cuffs locked on wrist. See my dreams.
What's happening? Welcome back. 404-892-2703 in the studio with Mr. Jamar Coleman. He is a certified forklift driver. Did a good deed for a very famous person who lives in the city of Atlanta. And according to Mr. Coleman, he feels that he has been treated unfairly.
I have. I mean, all I wanted was a simple thank you. I mean, that was it, you know?
You know, there are people listening to this interview right now. They're saying, Jamar just wants money from the Offset family. No. Have you asked them for any money?
I've never asked them for any.
You've been
type
in
of
communication
money
with the family.
Never asked them for any type of money.
Never asked them for a penny.
None whatsoever.
Have you expressed to them how you felt after the TMZ footage showed Offset saying it was a crackhead that was out there?
I haven't expressed to them how I felt, but that's one of the reasons why I'm here.
Let me ask you this. Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you say, okay, I have your phone number. I can text. I can call. I can go back to the house. Why would you not go back or call someone and say, hey, I'm not a crackhead? I need somebody to correct that statement. Why wouldn't you do that first? Or why didn't you do that first?
Well, I didn't think they was going to put me out there like that, to be honest.
You know? You were upset.
Yeah, I was highly upset after that. So I didn't call anyone, and that's how upset I was. But I didn't want any problems, you know, so that's why I came here. I mean, I was pretty distraught about it, you know. Wow, like, really? After all that, a crackhead? Mm-hmm. That's low, bro. That's low.
Do you think Offset was so out of it that he probably thought you were a crackhead?
Well, I know he seen me with the work shirt on, so that right there would have assumed you I was working. But he was kind of out of it, so he might have been, you know, he might have been a little delusional, you know.
Yeah. I think the real issue is, regardless if he thought you were a crackhead or not, sincerely, you helped him.
That's correct.
And all you wanted was a thank you.
That's it.
What do you think happens now?
I mean, well, everybody knows the truth. Everybody knows what's happening. So it's just have to move forward from there, you know.
Well, I want to tell you, I believe you did a good deed. It's obvious to me he did not walk home based on his injuries. And when you went inside of the home and you saw all of the hysteria, did you ever pause for a moment and say, man, I'm in the house of Offset and Cardi B?
I did. I mean, it was so surreal to me. I'm walking around. I'm seeing Bentleys, you know, Range Rovers, all kind of exotic cars, you know. And I come to this big white house, and I'm like, wow. And then I see Cardi B, and it's like, oh, yeah, this is real.
This is real?
Yeah, it's real.
Do you follow Migos, the rap group?
I do. My kids love them.
Okay, your kids love them.
Yes.
And to have something like this happen, I mean, have you told your kids?
They know.
They know. How old are your children?
I have a 4-year-old and a 8-year-old.
Wow. Now, you're not rich.
No.
You are a certified forklift operator. You make a living.
Right.
If Offset tried to give you money or the family offered you money as a thank you, would you take it?
I mean, absolutely. I mean, yes. Absolutely.
Do you think you should get money?
I know,
you haven't asked for it, but let me just ask you straight up. Do you think somebody should have said, here you go, man. You did a good deed. You helped my nephew or whoever, or Offset said, man, you helped me avoid possibly a charge, a criminal charge, because I just read a report from the police department. They are not going to pursue this case. They have closed the case. Mm-hmm. He has completely avoided any criminal charge whatsoever.
Yep. Well, I've heard the same thing.
That's you. You're responsible for that. Should you get paid for it?
Like I said, I wasn't looking for any money or anything like that. So, you know, I don't think I should get paid for anything like that. You know, I just want a simple thank you.
Just a thank you.
Just a thank you. Because it's not about the money at the end of the day. You know, this man's life is at danger. You know, so I was there at the right time.
When you say all you really want is a thank you, you're not concerned about the money. You'll take the money if somebody offered it to you.
Right.
But what you really want is a thank you. The fact that your children, your peer group, they know who this is. They know Migos. They know Offset.
Yes.
This would really be a big deal if Offset went on Instagram and said, man, listen, I just want to say thank you to the guy who helped get me home that day.
And just by him saying that, you know, that brightened up my day, you know, made things a whole lot easier, you know. But the crackhead thing, no, I couldn't ride with that. You know, I couldn't just let that fly, you know. I had to clear that up.
Yeah. Because you have people in your family and your immediate circle, you told them you helped Offset.
Right.
And then all of a sudden on television, Offset is saying, no, there was a crackhead out there, that was all.
Right.
No. Now you have to go back to your family saying, y'all know I'm not a crackhead. I was just coming from work.
Right.
Okay. All right. Well, brother, I got to tell you, man, we appreciate you being in the studio. Anything else you want to share?
Oh, man, I'm good. I mean, I'm glad to be here, you know. Glad the man is safe. He lives to see another day, you know.
And that's what we're all happy for. We are happy that Offset is safe. I've met him a couple of times. Glad he's safe. Happy that he can continue his career.
Yeah.
On a personal note, if that would have been me, I would have found you to bless you. Now, maybe at that moment, because of everything going on, I could not be the courteous person I normally would want to be.
Mm-hmm.
But if I had a way to contact you, I would absolutely bless you for helping me. If you help somebody I love like that, if you help my father or my brother or whoever, I would find you to bless you.
That's a good look, brother.
Yeah. But just know that your deeds, your good deeds, do not go unnoticed by God.
It's already in the handbook.
That's right. And so just take comfort in that no matter what.
Always.
All right. Thank you, brother. I appreciate you being on the show today. We are still discussing the interview from earlier today where Mr. Jamar Coleman, a certified forklift operator, was coming home after 2 a.m. working his shift. And according to his account, he saw an accident. And the man driving the car in the accident was Offset. For those of you who have been listening, you know the story. I have Offset's dad on the show, Michael Woodward, Offset's father. He's on line four, and this is impromptu, so we're fitting this in. Michael, how are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing well, sir. Were you able to hear the account of the Good Samaritan from earlier in the show?
I did not hear it firsthand.
Okay.
I have secondhand information, and I decided to call in to respond to what allegedly was stated.
Okay. So, Michael, what I will do, just in fairness, I will give you basically a rundown of what Mr. Coleman, Jamar Coleman, said. He said that there was an accident. He witnessed the accident. It was of Offset driving his car from a traffic light. He hit the gas. He spinned out of control, and it hit a tree. Offset immediately emerged from the vehicle, severely injured. He got next to him to help him, and Offset's front teeth were missing. Gold chain fell. He picked up the gold chain. He was bruised pretty severely. And Offset asked him, do not call the police, and his home was not far away. So this individual, Jamar, ended up taking Offset to his home, walking him to his home. He went inside of his home, and from there, Cardi B and others were pretty hysterical. They did drive him to the hospital from the house. He feels as if after that, he was treated unfairly. Because when TMZ interviewed your son, it was an impromptu interview as well, that your son confirmed rumors that it was only a crackhead outside during that time. And the Good Samaritan, Mr. Jamar Coleman, says he is not a crackhead and he did not cause the accident. He only helped Offset to the home. And he wanted to set the record straight. That's it in a nutshell. There's some other nuances to the narrative, but that's basically it.
Okay. Many of those details about the accident seem decent and in order. I don't have an issue there, but I do want to make a statement that we're all under the knowledge that the gentleman has a job, and it was clear that he has a job. We did not refer to him as a crackhead. No one refers to him as a crackhead, and I don't understand how that got misconstrued. We're very appreciative of him. We're thankful that he did what he did. And, in fact, I spoke to Offset's mom, who's my wife,
right,
and asked, what are we going to do for this gentleman?
Mm.
But what I want the public to understand is that here are a number of young men, and I still refer to them as children because a number of them I taught as an 18-year-old, as an 18-year educator in the school system.
Mm-hmm.
So a number of them I am personally familiar with, and I've known them many, many years, but I still call them all my children.
Right, and they are.
Kids. So when we look at it from the public perspective, we have an accident in the middle of the night with one of the leaders of that particular group who they depend on. He's injured. Their first concern is to help him. And the gentleman that brought him home, again, we appreciate that he did that. From my understanding, he disappeared. No one was able to give him a ride or thank him or even give him any type of honorarium.
So let me say this, because I did ask him that during the show. He said that basically everybody piled into a truck and left, and he understood that completely, and he left as well. He left on foot. There was nobody else there. He came back 2 days later and spoke to the aunt of Offset. And that's when numbers were exchanged. He said the aunt hugged him and said, thank you. We appreciate what you did. But that is when the information was exchanged. But later, he heard or saw this interview on TMZ. Somebody called him about the interview on TMZ, and then he saw it himself. He did say that the aunt was very appreciative of what he had done. And I did ask him, Mr. Woodward, I did ask, why did you not, after the TMZ situation, follow back up with the people you made contact with to say, listen, that shouldn't be me. I should not be included in that narrative. I helped him, and he should be able to say that. It's not as if he's looking for money. He said that many times. He was not looking for money. He's still not looking for money. He said he'll take it if you guys offer it to him. But he's a single father. He's a single father with a 4-year-old child and a 7-year-old child. And he works as a certified forklift operator. So here's what I also know about you. We share a mutual friend, and I won't say the name over the air, but we share, you and I share a mutual friend. And so during this show, I've said, Offset has really great parents.
Now, I heard you say that. I heard you say that.
Yes, sir.
With my own ears, I heard you say that.
Yes, sir.
I was trying to get through on the line, and I heard you say that.
Well,
and
I'm glad you. That. Well, it is true. I'm a university professor, so I understand the heart it takes to educate another mind. And you've done a remarkable job in your almost 20-year history of doing that. So I'm glad you called the show. And here's what I think people are hearing right now. They're hearing that you guys are working on something. You guys are going to do the right thing. That's what people are hearing right now. Am I hearing that right?
Yes. We are. We just need to get him in touch with the correct people. Again, I want to make it clear that you have a group of guys that are excited, and a wife that's pregnant, that's excited about this young man being in this car accident.
Right.
That is their first response
to
take care of him.
Understandable.
But then you also have the business side, where Offset has a business side. And we have people on hand that are ready to take care of business.
There's a protocol.
We don't know who this gentleman is.
Let me do this. I'm going to go to an early commercial break right now, DJ Darnell. Let's go to a commercial break right now. And Michael, brother, if you would, just stay on hold. I'm going to grab the phone and talk to you personally, and I'm going to give you the name and the personal contact information of Mr. Coleman.
And that's how business is done.
Yes.
That's how business is done.
Yes. Hold on for me. Thank you, sir. Man. Wow. Okay. You know what time it is, though. I still got to get you this money.
$1,000 Word of the Day cash giveaway.
Yeah, where's my money?
Here's your chance to win $1,000 right now.
Now, where's my money?
In this national contest on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
No theatrics this time. Grab your phone. You know what time it is. Your opportunity to win another $1,000 right here on WAOK. I do this 15 minutes after every hour to give you an opportunity to have a little extra sum. No theatrics. Grab your cell phone, text the keyword URBAN, U-R-B-A-N, URBAN to 72881, URBAN to 72881. You're getting real with the realest man on radio.